through. Information online at wardenmartin.com or 352-8910.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich was selective in restoring money to the state's budget yesterday. Sean Crawford has details.
The governor agreed to a funding plan for substance abuse treatment centers, Department of Children and Family Services frontline staff, and Chicago Mass Transit. Blagojevich also approved funding to keep state parks open, although his office says the future of those parks is still uncertain. The governor rejected putting money back that would prevent the shutdown of several historic sites later this month. The General Assembly had sent the governor a measure that tapped special accounts to the amount of over $200 million, money that was earmarked to restore his earlier budget cuts. But Blagojevich waited weeks to act, and when he slashed about a quarter of the total, he chose to do so only minutes after lawmakers adjourned their fall session. The governor also took aim at his political rivals, including the Secretary of State, Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, and Treasurer, taking out money the legislature had approved to prevent layoffs in those offices. In a statement he released, Blagojevich says a worsening economy was part of his decision to hold back restoring all of the money. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Illinois Senate's top Republican returned to the Capitol yesterday after suffering a stroke last month. 63-year-old Frank Watson of Greenville says he still has some weakness on his right side, but is recovering through continued physical and speech therapy. Watson says he'll wait and see whether or not he finishes out his Senate term.
To continue therapy till I see how far I go. I mean, I want to be able to get around and not have somebody driving me and doing all those kind of things. So I'll wait to see what happens. We're going to know in a short time.
Watson has a family history of stroke and says the experience is a wake-up call. Lamont Republican Christine Redonio will succeed Watson as Senate Republican leader starting in January. Illinois lawmakers have passed legislation that gives immigrants at federally run detention centers more time with religious workers. Under the bill, the facility can't limit the time an immigrant has with a religious figure. Officials also must provide advance notice of when the religious workers are available, and the visits won't count against other visitations. Passage of the bill comes after immigrant rights activists criticized Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The agency contracts space in McHenry and Pulaski counties for immigrants and deportation proceedings. ICE spokeswoman Gail Montenegro says the agency hasn't had reviewed the legislation, but she says ICE works to provide equitable access to immigrant detainees of all faiths. Champaign County Board voted 22-4 last night to borrow against next year's property taxes to help the county nursing home into 2009. Board members approved a $780,000 tax anticipation warrant for the nursing home. Commerce Bank will lend the money to the nursing home at 3.2% interest. That money will be paid back by revenue from the nursing home property tax due to arrive next year. County Board Member Alan Nudo, who also serves on the nursing home board, says he hopes the home's finances will continue to improve under the management of Management Performance Associates. Until then, he says the tax anticipation warrant is their only option.
The county board will no longer give any more money to the nursing home through general revenues. The thought of a referendum is dead. There's no chance of it will pass in today's economy. And so we have to be realistic about what we need to do to keep this thing running until we get MPA's professionalism and expertise up to a point where it's cash flowing.
Opponents of the move say the nursing home is, in effect, using next month's paycheck to pay this month's bills with no guarantees for the future. The county board did not vote on a measure on Andrew Buffenbarger's appointment as nursing home administrator. Chairman Pius Weibel brought up the measure on behalf of county board Democrats who oppose Buffenbarger, but a legal opinion from the county state's attorney told board members they did not have standing to potentially remove Buffenbarger because he now worked for MPA, not the county. The sagging economy has meant many food pantries have seen an increase in patronage, which is leaving shelves depleted. Peoria Area Food Bank Director Barb Shreve says many of the food pantries she works with have seen as much as a 50% rise in the number of mouths to feed. Jim Sullivan of the Salvation Army's Heartland Division says although the organization is on track with many of their charity programs, inventory in their food pantry is dwindling. He said people who have given in the past are now standing in line saying they need help. In McLean County, the Salvation Army has scrapped next week's annual giveaway of Thanksgiving baskets and will hold on to the goods until Christmas. Sullivan said the problem is not a shortfall in donations, but a rapidly growing need for assistance. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. A friend to business for more than 143 years, their mission continues to be a dependable leader, providing a safe place for deposits. Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
It's 9:35, and we'll check in with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Ed, I do see a few warmer temperatures coming up, highs in the 40s coming up Sunday and Monday.
Warmer, not warm.
Not warm.
Yep.
Bit of relief as we have lows in the 20s and 30s and not in the teens.
Yeah, well, we're getting a little taste of winter temperatures here early because these temperatures are more typical of what you would get well into December. Our average high is still at 47 and the average low at 31, just to put it into perspective. So it is cool out there. We had our coldest morning of the season thus far as the temperature for the first time this season here at WILL dropped into the teens, and also at the water survey, the first drop of temperature into the teens. So anyway, we do have...